the G.I. Journal goes to press.
G.I. Journal. It's G.I. Journal.
We take you now to the home of the editor-in-chief of G.I. Journal, tonight's wide-awake editor, Bob Benchley.
Time to get up, Mr. Benchley, 6 a.m. It's 6 o'clock, Mr. Benchley. Cock-a-doodle-doo, sir.
Oh, tree, 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 tree. All right, I'm up.
How am I as a rooster, Mr. Benchley?
Fine, 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 fine. Now run along downstairs and lay me my breakfast.
Frightfully witty, sir. Frightfully witty.
You really think so?
Oh, yes, sir. That was the most frightful wit I've ever heard.
Oh, well. I might as well get up.
Oh, no, sir. Please don't move. Lie there just as you are. My, my, you're a fine physical specimen.
Oh, thank you, Treacher.
You know, I've never seen such a large chest before.
That's not my chest. Wait till I turn over. These massive shoulders of mine fool everyone. Oh, well, another day. Come, creature, I'm in a hurry.
In that case, sir, shall we divide the labors?
What do you mean?
Well, you stay here and put on your socks while I go to the bathroom and brush your teeth.
No, I've a better idea. I'll brush my own teeth and you go in the closet and comb my hair.
You know, sometimes I wonder whether you need a valet or an assembly line. But isn't it a beautiful morning, Mr. Benchley?
Yes, Tracy. Fling open the window. Look, there's Lana Turner's house right next door. Gee, I could stand by this window all day.
You're welcome to it, sir. Just give me the night shift.
You know, I just can't tear myself away from this window. Gee, she's got an interesting clothesline. One pair of gloves, one pair of stockings, one pair of...
Please, sir, please.
Well, I just can't get over the funny things that girls wear.
Yes, it is odd, sir, isn't it? Shall I lace you up now?
Yes, lace me up and be careful, will you? Yesterday you tied the string from the girdle to my shoes.
I am dreadfully sorry, sir.
Well, you ought to be. I walked around all day like a P-38 with both tails dragging. Before I do anything else, I want to call someone for a date tonight. Hand me the phone. I think I'll try Bonita Granville.
Bonita Granville?
Mm-hmm. Just imagine, last night I was out with Linda Darnell. The night before, I was out with Maria Montez. And the night before that, with Betty Hutton.
You know, sir, there's such a thing as too many vitamin pills. Here's the phone, Mr. Benchley.
Oh, Benita's home.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello, Benita. Guess who this is?
Why, Cary Grant.
No.
Clark Gable.
No.
Boris Karloff.
No.
She's getting warmer, sir.
Treacher, don't you remember me, Medina, darling? This is the man that trembles at the mention of your name. The very thought of you makes me quiver and shiver.
Well, well, what do you hear from Dick Tracy, Shaggy?
Please, Benita, this is Bob Benchley.
Oh, Bob, well, I'm so glad to hear from you.
Darling, I just had to call you. Are you in the mood for adventure and exciting romance?
No. Come on over.
Oh, poopsie whoopsies, meansy weensy to Bobsy Wobsy.
Oh, did I hurt see wopsy lamsy wamsy?
Yes, who did? The Bobsy Wobsy forgives. Oh, come snook, come as far hurt say words.
Steady now, stomach, steady.
How about a date tonight, Benita?
Oh, fine. Will you take me to Mocambo's?
Why, certainly.
Then will you take me to Ciro's?
Of course.
And after that, the Trocadero's?
Naturally.
Mr. Benchley.
Yeah?
You think she can afford it, sir?
Goodbye, Benita. I'll see you later. And, preacher, stop interrupting me when I'm talking to girls. Gee, I got a date with Benita Grandel.
G.I. Journal's music section is edited tonight by the 640th Army Air Forces Band, who byline our top column with a Sergeant Nathan Scott arrangement of Blue Room.
Teacher, I'm all dressed for my date tonight.
Yes, you look splendid, sir.
Well, all I need is a dash of perfume. Teacher, take that atomizer and just give me a slight spray. Be careful, just a dash.
All right, Mr. Benchley, here we go. Shall I empty out your shoes, sir?
Teacher, I think you did that on purpose.
That I did, sir. Because, Mr. Benchley, I'm leaving your employ. I'm through here. I am quitting, I tell you, quitting.
Why, creature.
But it's no use arguing, sir. You may erase my ring from the bathtub.
I can't understand it. Why this sudden change?
I just can't stand it anymore, Mr. Benchley. This has been brewing inside me for some time now. And finally, I've overexpanded my cranium.
You what?
Blown my top, sir. Every night you go out gallivanting with some young beauty.
Creature, what are you complaining about? You go out with girls, too.
I know, but there's quite a difference. You have the peaches while I get the pits.
I didn't know you felt like this, creature.
Oh, yes. Haven't you ever had the feeling that something was choking you up, growing larger until you thought it would burst inside of you?
Not since the time my bubblegum backfired. But you couldn't feel this way, creature. Only last week I gave you one of my old numbers.
I'm afraid it was a little too old, sir.
What do you mean?
Well, when I called at the house, they just waved a flag and said, Betsy Ross don't live here anymore. I am leaving.
Oh, please reconsider. I'll do anything.
Nothing can sway me.
Please, creature, please.
Nothing can sway me.
I'll let you take out Benita tonight.
You've tilted the machine. It leaves only one problem, Mr. Benchley.
What is it?
I have a date tonight with Miss Granville's cook, which someone must keep. And I think, sir...
Oh,
that...
wait a minute, preacher. I may not be welcome in her kitchen.
Oh, on the contrary, sir. You'll fit right in with that pan and that pot.
Okay, let's get started. You have a date with Benita, and I'll make love to her cook.
Oh, what some people will do these days to hold a butler.
We'll rejoin our editor-in-chief, Bentley, in just a few moments. But back in the G.I. Journal Overseas Department, we've got to meet a musical deadline for one of the brand new songs written by G.I. Journal subscribers and mailed to us here at Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA. By the way, if you've dreamed up a tune or a set of lyrics, give it a chance to see action. Mail it in to G.I. Journal so we can bannerline it for you on our musical feature page. This week's musical scoop is titled Tahiti. Words and music by Corporal George Zimmerman in a headquarters company at APO 921. And here to sing it back to you, George, is our copy girl in the original Song of the Week department, Pat Friday. Thanks, Patty. And congratulations, Corporal George Zimmerman.
Well, Teacher, here we are at Benita Granville's house.
That's right, Mr. Bensley. And remember, I get Miss Granville and you get the cook.
Okay, okay. Come on, let's go in.
Mr. Bensley, side entrance for you.
All right, Teacher. But I just want you to remember one thing when you're with Miss Granville. Don't let on that you're my butler.
Naturally not, Mr. Bensley. I'll see you later. And don't worry, sir. She'll never suspect that I'm a butler.
Hello.
Announcing the presence of the Honorable Arthur Treacher.
What can I do for you?
Whatever you intended doing for Mr. Bensley, I'm taking his place.
Oh, in that case, come on in. Let's sit down here by the fireplace.
My, this is cozy.
Yes, just the two of us.
You mean we're alone, miss?
Yes.
All alone?
Uh-huh.
Well, shall we polish the silverware?
Now, that's an odd request to make.
What do you mean, miss?
Well, after all, I'm young. I'm hungry for romance. I'm hungry for love. I'm hungry for kisses.
Dinner is served.
Let's not rush things.
Well, it was merely a suggestion, Miss Granville. Since I am taking Mr. Benchley's place, I thought I might try to entertain you as Mr. Benchley would.
Oh, well, I'm afraid that's not possible.
Why not?
The last time he was here, I locked up his yo-yo. But it was really sweet of you to come here in Mr. Benchley's place.
Oh, thank you.
And to show my gratitude, I'm going to give you a great big kiss. Here.
You know, that Mr. Benchley is really living tonight, isn't he?
Oh, I just remembered something, Mr. Creature. Will you pardon me a moment? There's something I have to tell the cook.
The cook? Do you, should you disturb her now?
Why, what do you mean?
Well, you know, she's probably busy with a big mess of waste fat and, I think I know who it is.
Well, I'll just peek in through this kitchen door and see what's going on. Oh, Mr. Benchley, you're a devil. You give a girl so much encouragement.
I haven't even said a word to you since I came in.
Well, for me, that's encouragement. You're so cute and roly-poly. I thought I'd have a date with that tall Mr. Treacher.
Well, I'm sorry if you're disappointed.
Oh, it really doesn't make much difference. Instead of the spaghetti, the meatball showed up. but it's odd, isn't it, Mr. Benchley? Arthur is so tall and you're so short.
Oh, well, one man's transom is another man's keyhole. So you're the girl that Treacher's in love with.
Oh, yes, he's mad about me. I remember one time he hugged me so tight, I thought my ribs would break.
And what happened?
His broke first. But, you know, I think I could go for you, too. You have such a cute little mustache. I wonder if it tickles.
Isn't that odd? I was wondering the same thing about yours.
Oh, is that so? Well, I have plenty of boyfriends. Just yesterday, one of them took me to the racetrack.
Really? How did you make out?
Fine. I came in third and paid $6.40 to show. But I'll bet you really like me.
Well, as a matter of fact, from the minute I came in, there's been a question I've been dying to ask you.
Really? A question?
Mm-hmm.
What is it?
Does your cigar taste different lately?
I'll show you I can be romantic. I'll grab you in my arms and don't try to get away.
You're not going
to
grab me. I'll hide in this great big pot.
Don't climb in that pot.
Yes, I will.
Oh, well, the soup will be a little thicker tonight. Wait, Mr. Benchley. Get out of that soup pot. Here comes Miss Granville. Mr. Benchley.
What are you staring at? Haven't you ever seen anyone combing barley out of his hair before?
Why, you're supposed to have a date with me. And now I find you in the kitchen with my cook.
Well, I can explain the whole thing. You see, well, the audience knows what's been going on. So while I tell you about it, we might as well have a little music.
G.I. Journal's request column for Corporal Oceanenko at 230, Mastro Pietro, the poet, at 986, and Heflin, Bryant, and Guy, APO 293. It's our soldier in charge of the polished brass, Sergeant Ziggy Elman, and the Angel Sing. Thank you.
see Juanita, so I had to let Creature keep my date with you so I wouldn't lose him.
Oh, I understand now, Bob.
If I could only find a new butler.
Come in.
Do you need anyone to do you need someone to clean out your when can I have a day off?
Who are you, young man?
For me, I'm a private sad sack.
Well, private, maybe I could use you as a butler when you get a weekend pass.
Butler?
Yeah, certainly. You know what a butler is, don't you?
Oh, sure. That's a society KP.
Maybe Private Sack doesn't know anything about butlers.
Oh, of course he does. They have butlers in the mess hall, don't they? What are you laughing about? They must have butlers in camp. Don't they have someone to make up the beds?
In the army, who gets a chance to sleep?
I don't think Private Sack knows anything about being a butler.
Oh, yeah?
Well, yes. Suppose I asked you to fill my bath with water.
Where would you be at the time?
Now, why do you ask such a foolish question?
Well, I'm hoping for a foolish answer.
Well, let's give him a test and see if he can serve dinner tonight.
All right. Private, take this big tray of food and carry it into the dining room.
Okay, Roger. Come and get it.
Oh, dear. What do we do? The only thing left in the kitchen are pig's feet. Do you know how to serve pig's feet?
Do I know how to say yes, they serve pig's feet? Watch.
That's pretty good, Sack. I've decided to hire you as my butler. I'll write your camp. What's your serial number?
My serial number is 623. My serial number is 63. Oh, just send it to the guardhouse.
I see that CQ with a nightlight heading this way, so we'd better let down the tent flaps and hit the sack. I just want to say thanks to Benita Granville, Arthur Treacher, Verna Felton, and Mel Blanc for helping us meet the deadline with this edition of G.I. Journal. This is Bob Benchley saying, so long, men. Forget, gang, send along those original songs and poems or any gag or joke you think would fit such editors as Robert Benchley, Arthur Treacher, Bob Hope, Bing Crosby, Kay Kaiser, or Jack Carson. It's G.I. Journal, Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA. This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.